This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This week, Mexican Marines took out the leader of one of Mexico's most powerful and certainly its most violent drug gang. The Zetas are dominant along much of the U.S. border, and there's some hope this might disrupt their reign of terror there. Mexico is one of our primary trading partners, close behind Canada and China. But having the Zetas turn the border into kind of a war zone hasn't done any favors for that cross-border trade. Ray Grauwander owns La Mariposa in Dallas. It's one of the largest and oldest retailers of Mexican imports in the U.S. Thanks so much for talking with me, Ray.
Thank you so much.
In recent years, how has the gang violence across the border affected business for you?
I've noticed my vendors are affected a lot. I've had to work out systems, get my merchandise up here. One of my vendors was held up twice on his way to come see me. Another one of my vendors from Querétaro, Mexico, was pulled out of his van, another border town, and beaten up, his van stolen, his merchandise stolen. So these gentlemen are not coming to see me as much as they used to. And everything has slowed down, and all prices have gone up.
Are you still buying products from the border towns?
Well, some, on the Texas side. A lot of the vendors I used to work with in the border towns have moved their operations onto the Texas side. And I have a custom broker like in New Laredo. If things come up from, say, Mexico City, they cross it for me. And it's held for me till I get there to pick it up or have it shipped.
How have your sales been?
It's a double-edged sword. Our in-store sales have actually gone up because our customers' reluctance to go to Mexico. And we see it both directions. People are petrified to go across the border, but yet they want their products. And so our in-store sales have gone up.
Are you encouraged by this week's development, the death of the leader of the Zetas?
Yes. I hope it works out. One of my most sad story is we supported two families in Juarez, Mexico, across from El Paso, making pinatas for over 25 years. They've stopped. They can't cross anymore. They're fearful for their lives. So after 25 years, we're buying 2,000 pinatas a year from them. I had to go to Mexico City to have them made, and the price doubled on me. And I don't know the solution. Jeff, I don't know what it is. I've been doing this for 35 years, and I still don't know how we help them come to a peaceful resolution and get rid of the violence.
Ray Grauwander is the owner of La Mariposa, an import retail store in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.